encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Well, today on Encouraging Prayer, we're going to talk about the difference a moment makes. James, tell us more.
Well, it seems like the struggle we often face is, I just don't have time to pray or spend time in God's Word. And our minds get so full of the things that we have to do today that we either rush through our devotions or we don't do them at all. So this is kind of a can we talk moment. I mean, that's life for many believers in our fast-paced world. There are so many distractions and things competing for our attention, and it's easy to slip up. So I thought we'd talk about it today from a slightly different angle. First, the last thing I want to do is be legalistic, because that just doesn't help. And it was never Jesus' approach to things either. Instead, let's just think about the difference even a single moment can make with God.
Yeah, gotcha. Just a moment with God can change everything. Just think about Genesis, where God spoke the world into existence. I mean, it took a moment to say, let there be light. But what did that mean? I mean, it meant the existence of billions of stars beyond counting. And all he did was say the words, and it happened.
Right. Oh, and isn't that beautiful? I mean, that's where I want to go, because when we're so busy, it helps so much to remember how vital it is. I mean, absolutely indispensable to choose time to do nothing else other than be with God, even if it's just for 5 minutes or 4 minutes, because in that time that we're listening to him, he can literally speak worlds into our lives, you know, entire universes. He can speak so much. He can change everything for the better. But to go there, you know, we've got to let him. We've got to let him in.
So can you think of a time when just a moment with God changed everything for you, James?
Oh, yeah, I can. I've got a good one for that, a moment I'll never forget. 20 years ago, I was going through a really difficult season where it felt like the devil was attacking our family every time I turned around, and he really was. And even some trusted friends turned on us unexpectedly, and you know, it was this mess where I was starting to struggle with depression, and I got to the point where, you know, you just feel numb. And I was wondering where God was in all of that. But one morning, as this is going on, I sit down at the breakfast table with my Bible, and I wasn't there long. I start to read a passage of scripture where Jesus is speaking, and all of a sudden, it's as if he's speaking directly to me. I mean, in that moment, everything else just kind of fades away, and these words just jump off the page, and everything's put in perspective. It was as if light just fell all around me, and even though nothing changed in my circumstances, I changed in that moment. God lifted my head way above my circumstances and enabled me to see over them and have hope for the first time in a long time, I mean, literally almost a year. And if I hadn't taken that moment with him, I mean, just think about that. If I hadn't taken that moment, I would have missed that.
Wow. I mean, it makes me think of Psalm 3:3, where David calls the Lord the one who lifts up my head.
Yeah, exactly. It was like that. And again, a moment, just one moment, was all it took. I mean, like you were saying earlier, just a moment with him can be the difference between darkness and light in our lives. And we have to let his light in.
Yeah, it only takes a moment to pull back the curtains or lift the blinds, but think about the difference it makes in the room in the morning.
Oh, you're right. I mean, even, you know, as I'm looking out the window, it snowed last night, and out there everything is bright and the sun's reflecting off the snow, you know, and oh, man, you know, it again, opening the blinds, letting in the light. This past week, I was reading an excerpt from a sermon by George Whitefield, who was an evangelist that God used in amazing ways during the Great Awakening. I mean, just as powerfully, even more powerfully than he used Billy Graham, if you can imagine that. And Whitefield was talking about the importance of thinking about a verse of Scripture and just focusing on it, you know, just kind of chewing on it. And sometimes when we read the Word of God, we can want to go too fast. And Whitefield was emphasizing slowing down and just taking a phrase or two and kind of repeating it over and taking it to heart.
Yeah, and that's really what happened for you that morning at the kitchen table. It was just a verse, right?
Right. I mean, it was just a verse and really just a couple of phrases in the verse. And this is what Whitefield said. He said, while the believer is musing on the works and word of God, especially that wonder of wonders, the Lamb of God, slain for the sins of the world, he frequently feels the fire of divine love kindle, so that he is obliged to speak and tell of the loving kindness of the Lord to his soul.
Wow, that's awesome. God's love can light a fire in us when everything around us is dark and cold. I mean, I think about it, even this morning, you can tell me about something that happened 20 years ago as if it happened yesterday. Because in that moment, his love became so real to you all again.
Exactly. And it was totally unexpected. You know, I mean, honestly, Robbie, in that moment, I was just going through the motions, just doing the best I could to hang on and, you know, bear through it. But in that moment, man, I mean, it's, and that's not just to lift that up, that particular day. There have been so many others like that, but I really can't count them. I mean, just like when we were praying for our prodigal son and things were so rough, but again and again, God met us. And I'd go into my room and I'd close the door and I'd just take, again, a moment. But in that moment, and I don't mean to misrepresent this, you know, we have this treasure in jars of clay. This isn't going to happen every time, you know, but if we don't make time, if we don't make time for moments with God, they'll never come.
Yeah, it's like what Jesus was talking about in Matthew 6:6. When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
That's it. I mean, just zero in on those last few words. Will reward you. There really is a reward for taking a moment with God. Jesus promised it. And the more we do this, the more we'll be rewarded.
Wow, thanks, James. Let me wrap things up with a prayer along these lines. Jesus, thank you for meeting James at that point at the kitchen table that day. Thank you for lifting his head up. And I know of the many, many, many times that you just brought my world alive when you showed up in those moments. And that's all it takes, from just complete despair to complete joy. Yes. If we would just find time. Lord, I pray that you would let there be light in our lives and help us to find those moments when we need them, and use your Spirit to encourage us of when that is to happen. And I thank you so much for this reminder today, and I pray that you would bless many with it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.